here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 9th of November, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who said somewhere something incredible is waiting to be known. Carl Sagan, astronomer, New York City, 1934, taught at prestigious universities, worked for the U.S. Space Program, and was the author of the best-selling science book ever published in English, and that was Cosmos. It came out in 1980. A few years before, he had written a book that won the Pulitzer Prize, Dragons of Eden, Speculations of the Evolution of Human Intelligence. It's the birthday of the poet Anne Sexton, born Newton, Massachusetts, 1928. She said, "As a young child, I was locked in my room until the age of 5. After that, I did not understand the people who were my size or even the larger ones. At home or away from it, people seemed out of reach. Thus, I hid in fairy tales and read them daily like a prayer book. Any book was closer than a person." She was married. She had 2 children, became a housewife, had nervous breakdowns. Her therapist suggested she try writing poetry. And so she did. She went to a writing workshop in 1957, published a few poems, then a collection, and then book after book, popular books, entitled All My Pretty Ones, Live or Die, which won the Pulitzer Prize in 1966. But she drank too much, her marriage was falling apart, her depression took over, and in 1974, at the age of 46, she committed suicide. She just put together one last book, The Awful Rowing Toward God, which was published after her death. She wrote, "My dear, it was a moment to clutch at for a moment so that you may believe in it, and believing is the act of love, I think, even in the telling, wherever it went." It's the birthday of the writer Erika Mann, born in Munich, 1905. Her father was the novelist Thomas Mann. She lived in Berlin for a time, went to work as an actress, wrote children's books and journalism, and openly opposed the Nazis. Started a cabaret called De Pfeffermühle, or The Pepper Grinder, which had an anti-fascist message. Went into exile with her partner, the actress Therese Giese, and in 1935, she married the poet W.H. Auden. Though she was a lesbian woman, he was a gay man, but the marriage got her a British passport so she could get free of Nazi persecution. And it was on this day, 1967, the first issue of Rolling Stone was published, started by Jan Wenner, 21 years old, a Berkeley dropout, borrowed $7,500 from family members and others and put out his magazine with John Lennon on the cover. He printed 40,000 copies, of which 34,000 were returned unsold. Here's a poem for today by Charles Wright entitled No Direction Home. After a certain age, there's no one left to turn to. You've got to find your heredity on your own. You've got to find the small crack between here and everywhere else, all by yourself. How could it be otherwise? Everyone's gone away. The houses are all empty. And overcast starts to fill the sky like soiled insulation. Charles Wright's poem, No Direction Home, from his collection Sestets, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing and online surveys. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.